Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the line now, Dan Kaplan, sports business reporter for The Athletic, talking about the NFL season and what might be the case in a lot of stadiums throughout the league. Dan, we're looking at what's happening here in Buffalo and Western New York and the possibility of having fans in the stadium. Not really known right now, even from Orchard Park town officials where the stadium is located, what the plans are. But we are starting to get an idea what other teams are thinking in notes that they're sending out to fans, notably, I think, in New England and Baltimore and a few other places.
Yes. Look, as you know, in Buffalo, the league has left it to the teams and the local health regulators and government officials to decide how many, if any, fans can attend games this season. And some teams have come out with plans. The Miami Dolphins did a couple months ago, the Baltimore Ravens, as you suggested. But those are really just preliminary plans. They call for, you know, say, 15,000, 20,000 people socially distanced. But that could all change. As we know, there could be a virus outbreak in those markets, and regulators could ban large gatherings.
But, you know, ultimately, does it matter what teams are saying about what they want as far as fans in the stadium if a state is saying no professional teams can have fans?
Right. And that's why the league is going market by market. And if there's a state which says no gatherings of 50 or more people, that would preclude the teams, no matter what they want, from having fans in the stands. And they're aware of that. When the plans that you just referenced, Baltimore and New England, the caveats are clearly if bans on large gatherings are enforced or implemented again, then these plans for a socially distanced fan attendance would go away.
You know, we know big money comes from TV deals and some other things in the league, but even though it will vary market by market, do you have a general sense of how much teams could be missing out on revenue-wise if there were only, say, a quarter of the fans allowed in a stadium every Sunday?
On average, anywhere from 25% to 50% of revenues come from local for teams. So the teams that don't do as well on local, say the Cincinnati Bengals, are not as in bad shape as, say, a team like the Dallas Cowboys, which gets perhaps half its revenues from local. But clearly a lot of money comes in from the national TV contracts, from national sponsorships, from sales and merchandise. So the NFL will really be just fine. It's sports like baseball and others that rely so much on gate and not as much on national TV money that are taking a big hit.
How close are we to knowing if the preseason schedule is cut in half?
Well, they've already announced the preseason, the NFL, that the schedule would be cut from 4 to 2 games. The union, the Players Association, wants that cut to none. The two sides are, as we speak, almost engaged in negotiations. The owners have a meeting planned tomorrow. Hopefully we'll get some more guidance on what the preseason, if there is one, will look like after tomorrow.
At this Friday meeting, could that change maybe some of the things we're talking about? Could they implement sort of a league-wide policy on attendance, something like that?
I don't believe the Friday meeting has to do with that particular issue. It has to do with getting the players into training camp. There's clearly a lot of concern among players, especially in markets where the virus is raging, to look at Houston, Miami, those kinds of markets. So they're going over safety protocols, whether players can opt out of playing, whether players get paid if they get the virus and have to sit out the rest of the season. Those are the kinds of things they're discussing, and the owners' meeting will hopefully resolve.
Earlier this week, we saw a new face shield to protect NFL players from COVID-19. What reaction have you heard to that?
Well, it's all over the map. There are the face shield has been approved by a joint medical committee of the NFL and the NFLPA, but the NFLPA itself has not agreed to mandate its use for players. J.J. Watt came out and said he wouldn't wear it. So right now it's a voluntary measure. It'll be interesting to see if the league, against the union's wishes, decides to mandate it as a piece of equipment.
Yesterday, the Bills announced that their field would not be named New Era Field for much longer, that the New Era is asked to be released from their naming rights and sponsorship deals with the Bills. That's reportedly a discussion that's been ongoing for a little over a year. How difficult is it in this climate, when it's unsure if fans will be in the stadium at all, to find a new naming rights partner for a stadium?
I would imagine it would be very, very challenging. Now, clearly, the name on top of the stadium gets a lot of exposure in the TV broadcast, but a lot of a naming rights deal is local activation, having events in the market, selling to the fans in that market. And if there's not that kind of passion, that kind of engagement, but having 60, 70,000 fans in a stadium 8 to 10 times a year, that does make it more challenging. But you do get quite a bit of name exposure on the national TV broadcast. And look, the Bills are going to be on national TV quite a bit this year.
I'm looking through, you know, some of the names of stadiums, and it seems like maybe 10, a third of the stadiums are named after a bank or some sort of financial institution. The New Era deal was a little bit different here because there hadn't been a corporate name on the stadium for so long, and this was a local company. Would it be likely to find that sponsorship deal in, you know, maybe a more national company instead of a local one? You know, how do these deals typically take shape inside the markets?
Well, the New Era deal was an unusual one because it was a local company. It was also the only naming rights deal with an NFL licensee, the New Era selling the caps. The way this usually works is they do go to companies of that nature, large financial services, automobile companies of that ilk. But it has always been tough, the Buffalo market, because it's a smaller market, to find one of those national brands that want to put their name atop of the stadium.
Well, Dan, we appreciate the time and the insight. That's Dan Kaplan, sports business reporter for The Athletic, on people in the stadium and then what the stadium might be called.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.